Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I said, praise the Lord, everybody. You are called in. You are listening to I Am Royalty Show. I am Evangelist Tashana Wiley coming from you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Hallelujah. Y'all know everybody, every week I got to start with my favorite scripture. And it says in the book of Psalms, it says this is the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. It is marvelous in our eyes. And this is the day the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee. Send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you all for listening in. I want to thank everybody for logging in. I want to thank everybody who's already in right now. I see all the listeners coming in as we speak right now, listening in. I just want to thank God for you. I appreciate you. I love you. And I just want you to know that I Am Royalty Show, everybody who's listening and everybody who's coming in is royalty in God's eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got a wonderful show on today on I Am Royalty Show. We got powerful women of God on today on I Am Royalty Show, and today is going to be a wonderful and powerful prosperity dynamic show on today, and the topic is called Queens with Riches Sitting in Heavenly Places, and it's coming out of Proverbs, verse 11, chapter 11, verse 16, out of the New Living Translation Version, and it says, beautiful women obtain wealth. Hallelujah. And I have some dynamic women on the phone right now. I would love for them to introduce themselves, and I want them to tell you where they're from and what their destiny in God is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hi, this is Evangelist Cicely Scott. I am calling from the San Fernando Valley in California. I'm just giving all the praise and the glory to God, for he has done great things in the lives of so many of us. I'm just calling to encourage women on today on being a virtuous woman. In our early 30s, we can be virtuous, amen? And I know that my calling and my purpose is just to be a soul winner and to walk this earth and straighten out. It keeps God's commandments before me, but to continue to spread to the church that judgment starts in the household of faith, and it doesn't start once we die. We have to try to get it right here. So with that said, I bless God, and I thank you, Evangelist Wiley, for the wonderful opportunity that you have put before us and so many people, and I pray a hundredfold blessing over your ministry, and I thank God for you and pray that you continually be protected and be strengthened and encouraged and that your soul continues to prosper.
Amen, amen, amen. I receive that, Evangelist Scott. I retain that. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, me and this woman of God right here, ever since I connected to Facebook about 7-8 months ago, we just been connected in the spiritual realm. Like we've known each other for years. She's encouraged me.
Amen.
Putting out on the watch, she'll say, hey, woman of God, where you been? I haven't, you know, talked to you in a while, so it's like we've known each other for a while, because that's just the power of God, that your spirits connect, because we connected to the King. Because we're all
yes,
our King's kids, and since we're King's kids, we are royalty sisters in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want my next guest is to go introduce herself. She's been on here before, and I guess Blog Talk love her because they give so much comments about her. And it's my sister in the Lord. I want to introduce herself.
Amen, amen. Everybody, my name is Sister Evangelist Jean Neville, and I'm calling from Benton Harbor, Michigan. Glory to God. It's an honor to be before you guys on today. I'm excited. Hallelujah. Glory to God about what God is doing. And I'm getting started already, y'all, because I'm feeling the Holy Ghost, but it's just an honor. It's an honor. And my ministry, my destiny is evangelism, worldwide evangelism, and it's to help hurting men and women of God.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, everybody, I'm telling you, I feel the Holy Spirit, too, because I know God is going to do some great things on today. And we're just going to be talking about being a queen with riches on today. sitting in heavenly places. And a queen with riches, all the listeners that's tuning in, means that you are a child of God, that God is the King of Kings. And since he's the King of Kings, he said we're a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a peculiar people. That makes us queen with riches because we already have an inheritance. We've joined heirs to the inheritance with Christ Jesus. So that makes us queen with riches sitting in heavenly places. We're not sitting in worldly places, but we're sitting in heavenly places in God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So on today, I have a few questions I want to ask you, powerful women of God, and I want you to answer it from the Holy Ghost and what God gives you. And then I've asked you the questions. I want you just to give your favorite scripture and encourage the peoples. If people call in and want to ask some questions, you know, they can ask some questions. If they want to call in, they can ask them questions. And if they text in to me, I'll ask you the question, whatever they give me for you. And you can answer them. Hallelujah. Evangelist Cicely Scott, I want to ask you the first question. And the first question is, walking in your destiny, what can you say to some of the listeners out there who's listening all over the world about being a queen with riches and walking in her destiny?
I can just encourage those that when you begin to walk in your destiny, when you ask, well, first off, in Matthew 6:33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and these things shall be added unto you. I believe that once you start to seek God with everything that you are for a while, your destiny or your purpose becomes really clear. You may have heard the call in your life, but you're just not sure. And you exude or have certain attributes, and you're like, where are these things coming from? Or how come I can just do this sometimes with such grace and poise and it's easy? In other areas, I may have a little struggle. I would just encourage you that as long as it's building the kingdom of God and you see that it's a benefit to those of us morally and building us up, that it is has everything to do with your purpose and with your destiny. And I would encourage you to just stay the course and keep the faith, because once you step into that, opposition is going to come to you like never before. And because you're a new creature and you think differently and you operate differently, you have to respond to these situations that are going to come to you, these opposition to you differently. And it's going to cost you a lot of the things that you may have thought that you would, like, you know how we as ladies say, well, I have this, I got this. It's going to test your integrity. It'll test your trustworthiness. It'll test your obedience, your faithfulness. It'll test everything that you thought that you had down to a T. It's going to test it all. And if you stay the course and keep the faith, what it is, God is going to turn that around, and it's going to be used for your good, and he's going to bring out the best in you. And I would say to anybody that getting to your destiny, to me, is the ultimate, is to be with God in the new heaven. At the same time, to fulfill our destiny here on earth is just to walk in your purpose, confident in the Lord, with love and of meekness and of humility, to always be conscious or caught or sensitive to the needs of the people. For me, that's what it is, as far as I know that I have been called to the apostolic calling. There are different callings that I do, that different offices that I do hold. And Evangelist Wiley, a lot of it is not received well, if you will. But you got to stay the course and stand there, because when you know that God has called you to do something, it doesn't matter what he or she says, you got to be obedient unto God, and God is going to make that way for you.
Amen.
He's going to open it up. He's going to make it for you. Everybody who was called, when we read the minor and the major prophets, all of them faced opposition.
Yes.
It wasn't one that went by with everybody believing what they said, or they weren't spat on. A lot of them had to do things that people normally wouldn't really do. Mm-hmm. You know, they was like, oh, I look crazy. Well, I sound crazy right now. But you got to know that God is not a God who operates the way we want him to. He operates according to how he's going to operate. And we just got to stand in the gap and say, yes to your will, Lord. So that said, I would just say, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And the things that are impossible with men are possible with God. So we got to realize that in this walk, we got to be in the spirit and not of the flesh, so that you can obtain your destiny and be able to walk forward in it. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Oh, wow. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful answer.
Amen.
And we have another caller just called in. Caller, could you introduce yourself, and do you want to be a guest, or do you just want to listen in?
I'm missionary, Bobby Smith. I'm just calling to listen in.
Hallelujah. That's my sister, everybody. Y'all remember her, and Evander Jean was on my first
amen.
Show. Hallelujah. And God grew up and had church. I had to say, hold up, y'all. Hold up.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Evangelist Jean, I want to ask you a question. I want you to tell the women of God that's listening, even the men of God, because I have a lot of male listeners, how to be a king or a queen with riches, send to heavenly places, and obtain your wealth from God.
Amen. First of all, I just want to read a scripture, and that's 1 Peter 2:9. And so to tell them how to walk, how to be a king or a queen, and how to walk in your destiny in God. 1 Peter 2:9 lets us know that ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, and to walk, how to walk in your calling, your destiny, and how to be a king and queen of God. I would just say to walk in confidence, walk in the security that God has got your back, walk and know that that God is on your side. Walk in the authority and the power of the living God who is on your side, and know that greater is he, glory to God, that's in you than he that is in the world. So I would just say to walk in, know who you are in God, walk in confidence, walk in and be assured that God has, that God is on your side, and that God has got your back. Walk with your head lifted high. And I just want to say, if you have a word from God, some people go and, you know, God ain't told them to go. No, you don't have a word, but when you have a word from God, the word of the Lord says, and never 23:19, that God is not a man that he shall lie, neither the son of man that he shall repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Hath he spoken it, shall he not make it good? And so just to encourage you on today, the walking in your death, just walking in confidence. Oh, God,
yes.
You know, a lot of times we don't have people on our side. Like I love what Evangelist Cicely Scott said. A lot of times we don't have people to push us, you know, even our leaders
yes.
sometimes,
yes.
you know, but we have to know, glory to God,
yes.
without a shadow, without who we are. And I hope this is answering the question, but we have to know without a shadow of a doubt who we are. Glory to God. If you're called to be an evangelist, then go forth and do what God has called you to do. If you're called to be a prophetess, go forth and do what God has called you to do. If you're called to be a pastor, I'm telling you, believe. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Believe, oh, God. Believe the word of God that's been spoken over your life. And once you got that word in you, I'm telling you, because the enemy will come in and he'll try to trick you and take that word and make you think that you are not. Oh, my God. But if God said that you are, if you got a word from God, and I just admonish you because, a lot of times we don't have a word. A lot of people out there, you ain't got it. They don't have a word. They don't have nothing. And then they find themselves in situations and things begin to happen because it's not God. God has not told you.
That's
but
right.
if you have a word from Lord, I'm telling you, you stand on it, you walk with your head lifted up, know that you are a royal priesthood, know that God has called you for such a time as this, know that you are a queen or a king, study your word, get into the word, and just know who you are in God. Walk in confidence, no matter what no one says. And I always say the word of the Lord says to lift up your heads, O ye gates, even ye be lifted up, ye are the lasting doors, and the king of glory shall come in. So I would just admonish you again to just walk in confidence, walk in your power and authority, knowing that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Know that, oh my God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Glory to, oh my God, hallelujah, but they're mighty through God. Oh my God, so we wrestle not against, but just know who you are. Hallelujah. You wrestle not against flesh and blood, but walk in your power and your God-given authority that God has given you. Stand. Hallelujah. And stand in this season and just know, walk and know who you are with your hand lifted up in God in this season. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. Ooh, my God. I think we're about to have church lessons. So I want hallelujah.
Yes.
I want y'all to just listen and receive these powerful women of God who are listening and hearing the voice. voice of God is speaking it out to you. If you want to call in, you can call in, listeners, at 917-889-7059, 917-889-7059. And all my listeners, you already know how to IM me. You know how to text me through www.blogtalkradio.com/TashaunaWiley, all one letters. You all know how to do it to get. You already know how to come in and hear what the Lord is saying. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do anyone on the phone right now listening, do y'all have any questions to ask Evangelist Cicely Scott or Evangelist Jean?
This is Lord.
Hello, listeners. Do anybody on the phone right now want to ask the women of God any questions?
Yes, I want to ask a question.
Go ahead. Which one you want to ask it to?
I want to ask it to the evangelist from California.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
When you know that God have called you to be what He have called you to be, and it's different. I'll say, like, different obstacles might be stopping you, but then again, it's to yourself. How do you really, like, come forth and, you know, do what God has called you to do?
I believe that when God, when you know the calling of God in your life without a doubt, first off, let's kind of rewind. I can speak from the first person myself. I can say that when I first began my church walk, really, you know how you have people who are there who see certain attributes in you and they may say, oh, you're an evangelist. Oh, you're this, you're that. And because you're kind of naive, you really don't know, so you kind of gear yourself toward those who look like they've been walking a while in that specific calling, if you will. But as you get into the Word and you seek this thing for yourself, God Himself will reveal it to you. Yeah. What I had to do was first off pray to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. I believe that the Holy Ghost is the bearer of all truth. It's important for us who are going to be walking in our purpose or in our destiny to be filled with the Spirit of God that is activated. Amen?
Amen.
It's the lifeline that we have straight to Him. I believe that you have already been operating in certain giftings and you have certain things that are already pressing forth that are telltale signs of what it is that you're supposed to be doing for the Lord already. Because the gifts are without repentance. He said that He knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb.
Come on.
Therefore, when He put us here, the gifts and the calling of God was already on the inside of us.
Come on.
And now that we're in Christ Jesus and we're born and we're washed in the blood, there's got to be something that changes to where we say, God, I want to do what it is that you want for me to do. How can I benefit the kingdom of God? And in that, you'll look, what maybe it's that you cook real well. The Bible does talk about those people who were in service because people did need to eat. Amen?
Amen.
There are people who sang really well. There were psalmists.
Amen. Come on.
People who build houses. God's kingdom was the first form of government, was the first way everything was ran. So as we look to the way the Bible, how God set it up, we know that in that there's a place for us. It may not be necessarily in the pulpit, but it may be that you're just needed when somebody's coming through the hospital and they need a greeter there, amen?
Amen?
Whatever it is that you do best, whether it's that you smile or you can tell somebody without any reservations or no evil motives that they're beautiful and that they can do it. You can do all things according to Christ. Keep your head up. Be encouraged. If you can do that, then exhortation is probably your gift. If you're the type of person that's bold and will stand there in the face of adversity and say, this is wrong, thus saith the Lord, you may be embarking on a prophetic. there, or if you're the type of person that likes to see the needs of the people met and to give counsel, pastoral, maybe, what it is that you're called to do. If you love to just be stirred up and be a witness for the Lord, evangelism. So as you see the gifts and the offices and who these people and what these attributes of these offices carry, it'll be very plain after a while to see, this is me. Like, when you're reading it, you'll be like, you know what? This is me. And then purge. I would say consecrate yourself as far as fasting, abstain from food or whatever it is that you like to feed your flesh with. Do it and do it until past it hurts. Pray without ceasing. And then purge yourself. Ask God to remove those things, those iniquities, and those things that are keeping you from seeing God or hearing God in another realm. And do this for a while. And do it for a while, because those of us that are in high offices or high callings, we all should be doing these things anyway, all the time, often.
Amen.
So with that said, your calling and all of this to me, and the studies that I've done, they require all of this. And he'll send people too a lot of times. Just throughout, it'll be a lonely walk, but sometimes to be a witness on his word. It'll be like confirmation, kind of like you're like, oh, my goodness, I was just discussing that with Evangelist Wiley yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He just does stuff like that sometimes to let us know that we're on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
And you're never going to go just an entire lifetime without hearing just one word from God, just one. I've never read in the Bible from somebody from birth all the way to the time they died when they were serving God, they just didn't even hear one word from him. Because they had to hear one word from them just to even know that they're doing the will of the Father.
Amen.
So you got to be spirit-led and spirit-fed to even do this thing. Or you should be. I would encourage us to be spirit-led and spirit-fed. Because otherwise, what are we listening to, or who are we really listening to? God says that my sheep know my voice, and the strangers, they will not follow.
Amen.
So we have to be very careful on whose voice it is that we hear, because sometimes our own voice, based on our own indecisions and hurts and pains, can sound like the voice of God, and we'll be running off thinking we're doing the will of the Father when it's really us. That's why God encourages us to purge.
You better say that. Come on. Come on.
Amen. He has to. He has to. When you think of those things that are just harboring down on the inside of us, we could have broke up with somebody 10 years, and now we're like a post-feminist revolutionary, and we're running around trying to tell all these young ladies and women, you can make it, you don't ever need a man, you don't need no husband, just go to the bank and have it, inseminated in you because you don't want a deadbeat daddy. That's not the voice of God. That's the voice of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And coming from you, because now you have a portal because you're hurt and confused and bitter and angry and vindictive, but you think that you're doing the work for the Lord. You'd rather them have and the only reason I speak this because I see this, I work with this. There are so many twisted ideologies that we have sometimes, and when I say we, because he says if one part of the body is sick, the whole body is sick.
Mm-hmm. You better say that.
And when we are running out there and we're doing the will, because it's our will, we're not lined up. We're not lined up. We're not being obedient. And then we bring calamity on ourselves, and those that we're with can potentially be devastated by our own actions. So that said, my lady, I believe you already know the calling of God on your life. I believe that it's come forth before you. I just believe that I just decree and declare that you have a boldness within you that you've never had before, and a thirst and a hunger. And I declare and decree that all of us have a thirst and a hunger for God that we've never had before. Because in these days that are coming, because there are some days that are coming that we have not witnessed at all, ever, we're going to have to be the faithful, and we're going to have faith.
Amen.
We're going to have both, and we're going to have to know whose we are and who we are in Christ Jesus, the rock of our salvation. And your calling and your purpose has everything to do with why you're here. Because if you have no purpose, then you have no reason to be here.
Come on, girl.
So all of us that are walking here that are still breathing through God's grace and his mercy, and I thank you, Lord, for your grace and for your mercy.
Yes.
Our purpose. And I thank you for asking me that question, and I thank And I just believe that your life from this day and everybody's life today is just never going to be the same. The stirring of the Spirit of God is just really sick in my home right now. And I thank you, Lord, for being here. And I just want to say all is well with you, my sister.
Come on, girl. Yes.
All is well. It's like the Shumanite woman when she was on the horse. Whew, Jesus. And she
Jesus.
Was like, see, and people would have been like, "Was she? Is she crazy? Is she crazy?" But see, she knew her purpose. Her purpose was to get in touch with God because her son had passed away. Hallelujah. I don't even know what point here. But when she was standing in the doorway, and Elijah came into the room. She was standing in the in a crossroads of death and of life at that point. Because her son was laying there on the bed, and he was dead, and he had been dead for a while. Because it took her a while to go get the man of God. But she knew what her purpose was, and she stayed on her purpose. She kept the faith and stayed the course, and therefore she was able to see the benefits of her destiny. Who, Jesus?
Jesus.
Hey, God. Are standing in that crossroad, and it seems like our situation is becoming like it's been dead for a while, just dire circumstances.
The only reason
because God is trying to get you to your destiny. Jesus. I just want to encourage the saints of God today. Yeah. Glory to God. Women of God, just pray that the spirit of God is stirred up in us and that the gifts of God is stirred up in us and that we understand who we are, that we're not the heathen, that we're not just what men or anybody else says that are trying to give us a label or whatever, that we are everything that the evangelists on the phone have been saying, that we are a royal priesthood, thus saith the Lord. That we are joint heirs to the throne. And like Evangelist Wiley, I am a ruby. For who can find a virtuous woman? We are all of those things. And we are nothing that our past life, or I should say our past death, because he said when we come into Christ, behold, all things are new. So that whole other part of us, that we are nothing like our past has tried to keep us shackled up to believe, and that we are everything that God has commanded us to be, even right now in the midst of whatever we're going through. God is the reason why we're still standing. And that is all I am at liberty to say. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Glory to God.
Oh, listeners out there who's listening, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. I'm telling you, I feel Isaiah 61 on this airways today. That the Spirit of the Lord fell upon it. I'm telling you, this powerful woman of God, if she did not, oh, God. I wrote a book, everybody, and everybody who on the phone lines and everybody who's listening, know my book is called All Is Well, Even When You Think the Promise is Dead. And it's all about the Shunammite woman riding on horse. And I'm telling you, when this woman of God went there, I'm sorry, I forgot I was on air. I forgot everybody was listening because I went into another spiritual realm. Because yesterday, my sisters will tell you, I just thought my God had to remind me about my book. God had to remind me that the Shunammite woman faces what he wants me to walk in. Because when she saw her promise dead, laying in that bed, she didn't cry, she didn't worry about it. She said, go get me the horse. And she kept saying everything, okay, all is well. And she rode on that horse and had to get to the face of God to believe that all is well. Because she knew that God promised it, God was going to raise that. She promised us to live. Oh, y'all don't know what's up. Oh, God. Oh,
my God.
Definitely, girl, you're doing it, girl. You're doing it. Hallelujah. Oh, your coach, thank you, Lord, for the confirmation. God said, out among the two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know somebody called in, and I want them to introduce themselves. Do they want to be a special guest, or do they want to just listen in? Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hello, caller. You on the air?
Jesus.
Hello? Is somebody on the line? Or they hung up off the air? I don't know where they was. They had an 818 number. Okay, they're off the air. But I do have a question. The lady name is Melanie, and she said powerful word evangelist had just touched her heart, and that she wanted to know, what would you do for love and this season to be a queen with riches? All the men that she has been dealing with has been men that has been hurting her, and she's ready to move to another level of life and love and walk in it. So do any one of you evangelists have anything to share with her, Evangelist Jean, Evangelist Cicely, to share with this woman, Melanie?
Oh, my God. Glory to God.
Evangelist Jean?
I just want to say briefly that the word of the Lord says that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and addeth no sorrow. And so I would just encourage you to wait on God. I would encourage you to wait on God. Being a woman that's probably been through kind of the same things, you know, with different men, what hurting me, not understanding, thinking that, you know, this got to be the one or that has got to be the one. But if you wait on God, I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. Just wait on God. And don't compromise. Don't compromise. Just see whatever man... The man, whatever man you meet, and if it doesn't line up with what you want, you know, with what you desire out of a man, if it walk like a duck, I'm told if it quack like a duck, then it's a duck. You know, if it's something in your soul, in your spirit that does not feel right about it, then something ain't right about it. So I'm just telling you, Amashi, to wait on God. Wait on God. Everything that we're how we're in our in emotions and our feelings that will seem like it's the right time and it's the right thing to do, don't necessarily mean that it's the right timing and it's the right person. And so I would just admonish you again to just wait on God, listen to the voice of God, know what you want. And if you meet the man of God that you want, and he has the attributes and everything that you desire, you know, and let him pursue you, glory to God, then you pursue that. Then you go for that. Hallelujah. But just wait on God. Wait on God. So yes. I would encourage you to just wait on the Lord.
Hallelujah, yes. Hallelujah, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful answer.
While you were speaking, God gave me a man who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor. And a lot of times as women, we're going out to go find men, but that's not in the scriptures.
My God.
Come on.
You know, we're hooking up with eHarmonies and we're doing the little chat lines at nighttime and... We're doing all these things, but that's not holy. And then we wonder why we're in the situations we get in, because we didn't first counsel from God before we even went into that situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the situations. Yeah, we live in modern times, but God says that his word does not change. And his word does not come back void. So the question is, where is our faith in God?
Mm-hmm.
Our faith in God. We say we believe. But through our actions, can God even come to us and be a witness for us and say, yes, my sister, my daughter, believe me? No, he could not say that, because our actions are being contrary, is a contradiction to the word that we say we believe. All we have to do is be about our Father's business, humble ourselves, be obedient to those that are over us. Get amongst some mothers and some elders and some powerful evangelists and prophetesses and different people of the clergy that God has placed before us. And be about our business and don't worry about no man, because God is going to make sure that your rent is paid anyway when you're obedient.
You better say that.
Because when you're obedient, it causes you to be more, and I will say this with all the love in the world, not in the world, but just in the heavenly realm, more intelligent. Because the word of God brings wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God brings compassion. The word of God brings kindness and meekness. It causes us to be a good steward over the things that God has blessed us with. It causes us to carry the attributes, the fruit of the Spirit. And in that, then we start to when we go out, we then, when we stop, because God wants us to do sowing to you, and you reap what you sow. So that means that if exuding these things, then it's going to come back to us. So another question is, when we're out there, what is it that we're putting out about ourselves that's causing things to come in? But a woman who has been through so much in my life, and I kept wondering, why was I getting this one? Why was I getting that one? And it wasn't until I really started to humble myself and not be so rebellious and different things of that, and really just try to have faith and confidence in God, that God had to show me myself. And it wasn't like I was just a devil, but it was just some things in me that he had to clean up, amen, to make me that, to keep grooming me into this virtuous woman. And virtuous women then attract men of faith. Take care. God, he just has a way that says, do not be unequally yoked. He has a way putting us together, those of us that believe and that are equally yoked. He'll put that man in your life once you are doing what you're doing. And I guarantee you that when you're about your father's business, that man is going to come, the right one. The right one. These other ones in these streets, and when you're rolling down the street and they're in their car bumping that latest music, and you know how it all goes, amen? That's not what we want. That's not what we want. And we can't get so lonely because our bed is cold that we just need somebody there, because that's when we have to go into that purging. Just that purging. And if all else fails, be like David and encourage yourself in the Lord.
You better come on. That's it. Just come on.
Encourage yourself. Say, no, I can do this. I'm putting this chastity belt on right now. Oh, thank you, Lord. I can do this, Lord God. Renew the right spirit in me, created me a clean heart. Let me call my sister, who I haven't called in 5 years, just to encourage her and pray with her right now. And then you find that once you're busy about our Father's business, that those flesh desires leave.
You better come on.
Resist the devil and he will flee. So I just want to encourage you in that, because that's just really a spot. After Jean, she spoke, right? Had to just add, because we wonder why, but it's just because we're doing the wrong things, because it goes back to the beginning again, Evangelist Wiley. It said, a man who finds a wife, not a wife who finds a husband.
You better come home.
So if we do it the right way, we'll get the right results. We can't do it the wrong way and expect the right results.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
I have to say that I pray that these words have been a blessing to the ears of those that are hearing. Who, Jesus? Oh, God. And God is just good, and he's faithful, and he's just saying that we're going to be kept.
Yeah.
Are being kept. And we have been kept. If you just look over your life just for the past year, hallelujah.
Come on,
we've been kept. Seen and unseen, we've kept. And there's been no goodness of our own, but by his spirit,
come on,
we've kept. So we just decree and declare over your life, young lady, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Come on.
That no weapon, and that from this day forward, your life will never be the same. And you be in peace. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, she said back and said, thank you, woman of God. It really helps her. She's going to apply your information to her life. Hallelujah. See, anybody that's listening, this is what it's all about. It's all about helping God's children. It's all about doing the will of God and being obedient. And Evangelist Sister, as you was beginning to talk, it kind of reminded me of what the Lord, say, like you said, we got to be about our Father's business. And that's what I've been telling everybody down here in Las Vegas. I said, there's three things I want to do. I want to be like S in preparation, preparing myself for preparation for when my husband, Esther went through 12 months of beauty treatment. Not 1 month, 2 months, but 12 months of beauty treatment. I want to be like Ruth working, and I want to be like Rachel about my Father's business. So when he comes and finds me, I'm going to be doing all those things that, he got to find me, because I'm going to be too busy working for him to even come to me. And that's what I want for myself. And so that's what we need to do as women of God, because I can relate too. I've been through, 30 years of a bad, oh, God wrote in my book about it. It's just a crazy marriage. You know what I'm saying? I've been through bad relationships, even as I've been a woman of God. And I'm telling you, last year, God had to show me that I am all you need. And I don't want to share my glory with you and no one. I want you to depend on me and know that I am the one that will do all these things for you. And that's what God has been teaching me since I've been here in Vegas, that he is the one. He don't want to share me with no one. He's a jealous God, and he don't want to put me to put no other God before him. And sometimes as us as women in a ministry or even women of God or whatever, sometimes when we date someone, it occupies our time. It takes us away from when we used to be praying to God all day or talking to God all day. Okay, Lord, what should I do? Sometimes it takes it away, and God, he's just a jealous God. He just don't want to share you at that time. So because he's trying to mold you and shape you and purge you in his system and purify you for sanctification, and you know, like you said, we find in a husband, and it goes out of the realm of God. But God wants us to be still, because he's going to send them. He said, delight yourself in the Lord, and he desires your heart. So they're coming, but he wants us to work and be about his business, and then that's how he'll find us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So that's where you were speaking at. That kind of reminded me of what you know what God has told me. So that was confirmation for me. And I thank God for you women, all the women of God on the phone, that we are going to another level. We are going to a season of righteousness and holiness and sanctification. I call this month August. I call it anointing, appointing, awesome August, because God is doing great things inside of us on this month. He is doing some new things in us, and he's taking us to another heavenly realm that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, even have asked him in, the things that God is going to do for our lives. God wants us, he's just been telling me this whole month, to stay focused and to have faith and to believe that he is God. And when we believe that he is God, that he's going to do everything that we wanted him to do in our life, that exceedingly and abundantly, above all we can ask to think, according to the power that's working inside of us. So on this month, God just wants us to open up our mouth and begin to speak. Because when we speak, everything is going to come to pass. Because life and death is in the power of the tongue, and those that eat the fruit of therein. So if I speak life out of my mouth, I'm going to live. If I speak blessings out of my mouth, I'm going to have, according to my faith, let it be so unto me. And because of my faith, my faith said I can have it, God is going to line up with his word, because his word will never turn him void, and my prayers will not fall to the ground like Samuel. So that's what God wants us to do in this season. And he wants us to just stay focused. I was sharing, Vanda J had a prayer conference this morning at 5 a.m., and I was sharing with him what God told me, that he wants our mentality to be like, you know, like a professional boxer. When they in training, whenever all Floyd Mayweather or Mike Tyson and them in training, they focus only on to win. They focus only on to get it right. They focus ain't on nothing else. They focus ain't on no women. They focus ain't on no street life. They focus only just to get it, to get in shape, to get in shape so I can win this belt, so I can be a champion. That's what God wants us to do. He wants to focus on his word. He wants to apply his word to our life. He wants his word to be in our mind, our hearts, our souls, and our spirit. So when we stay focus and apply to him and look up to the hills that's coming all our help and know that our help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and earth, that's then is when we get it. That's when living scriptures become a part of our lifestyle and we become speaking spirits to the Most High Living God. So that's what God wants us to do in this season. And I promise you women who listen over the airwaves, I promise you women who listen over the internet and on the phone, I promise you, if you apply the word of your God to your life daily, you will be a queen with riches, seated in heavenly places, because nothing can come against you, because no weapon formed against you prosper, and he that's in you is greater than he that's in the world. And you can do all things through Christ Jesus, will give you strength. Hallelujah. I just want to share that with you because I felt that in my spirit. And I'm telling you, this is the season. I'm telling you, women, know that you are royalty, baby. Know that you are a queen with riches. Know that you are beautiful, baby. And Psalm 139 lets you know that you are wonderfully made. You are fearfully wonderful. You're a working complex. And when God made you, he didn't make none like you. Ain't nobody got your fingerprints. Ain't nobody got your voice patterns. It's all you, baby. And you are a queen. Hold your head up high. Have confidence in God in you. And know that you are beautiful. Live everything about you. Tell yourself, hey, I love you, God, and and I love you, God, for loving me. And tell yourself, baby, that I am beautiful, because that's what the enemy do. He try to tear us down and make us think we're not beautiful and think we're not worthy enough. But I'm here to tell you women on today, you are worthy enough. You are beautiful. You are a ruby, a rare jewel. And baby, you know what a ruby is? A ruby is a rare jewel. You can't go in a local store, jewelry store, and buy a ruby. They got to order it for you. And you ain't going to pay no $100 for it. You're going to pay thousands and thousands of dollars because it's a rare jewel. And you know what it was made from? It was made from the center of the earth in Ethiopia, baby. It's not like a diamond. It's not like an emerald. It's a ruby, a rare jewel. And that's what all women are, a ruby, a rare jewel. Proverbs 31. And I thank God for that scripture because it showed me who I am in God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It shows us who we are in God. It shows us that it's only one us. You don't have to look like Beyonce. You don't have to look like Tyra Banks. You can look like yourself. See, that's what a lot of even women of God think. I got to look like her or for somebody to love me. A woman, no, baby. You can look like yourself, baby. I love every inch of me. I love my 16, 18 pants wearing self. I love me because I know I am a ruby. I know God made me. I know God created me in his image. And if I'm creating his image, like he said in the book of Genesis, it is good and very good. So I know that I'm good and very good. And I know my merchandise is good. And I know that I have to stay in position and be found in my seated position in God. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants us to know, to stay in our seated position. If you bump your head, get up, because women have perseverance. When we fall down, oh, we know how to get back up and rise again. And that's what God wants us to do, to stay focused and trust in his word with all our hearts, lean not to our own understanding, but announce him in all our ways so he can direct our path. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want the women of God on the phone to just know, because I feel this in my spirit, and I let my show be led by the Holy Spirit. I just want the women of God to know that grateful is thy faithfulness, because God said you all have been faithful to his word. You all have held on to his word. You all have believed in his word, and grateful is thy faithfulness. God has some great things in store in this season for the women that's listening, the women that's on the phone, and the women who is texting in. God has great things in store for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Indeed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
We are wonderful, powerful women of God. And we can walk in assurance knowing that God has our backs. He has our backs. He never let anyone in the Bible go without anything. He never let anyone in the Bible be let down because of their faith. He done the great miracle signs and wonders. Sometimes we got to be like the lady with Israel blood. Sometimes we got to move people out the way just to get to the promise of God. Sometimes we got to move just to touch him. Sometimes we got to be like Zacchaeus and get on top of the sycamore tree and say, Lord, I'm standing high because that's the only way you can see me. Everybody else around here, but Lord, I need you to
Amen.
See me. And what the
Amen.
Lord said, Zacchaeus? He called me by name. He said, Zacchaeus, I'll be at your house tonight. That's what God wants to say to us. Sometimes we got to get high in the spiritual realm so he can call us by name and say, Tashonda, Cicely, Jean, Bobby, Rochelle, Musha, I'm going to be at your house tonight. That's what God
Hallelujah.
Wants us to do. Sometimes we got to get high so he can say, I'm going to meet you at your house. I don't know, Rochelle. He want to meet us at our house. He want to have a meeting with us. He want to be like he did Samuel at the foot of the bed and call us by name. He called Samuel four times, and on the fourth time, Samuel said, Lord, your servant is listening. And God wants that to happen for us. He wants us to say, Lord, your daughter is listening. Lord, your servant is listening. Lord, your queen is listening. And I promise you, sure the Lord is, the same way King Zusha told us to ask what thou will, Queen Esther. And if you need half of the kingdom, I will give it unto you. And that's what the Lord wants to say to us. Ask what thou will, Porter. And if you need half of everything I got, I shall give it unto you. In the name of Jesus. That's what God wants to do for us. He wants to do that for us. He wants to have a meeting with us. He wants to have intimacy with us.
Oh, glory to God.
That's what he wants to do in this season. He wants to just be one with us. Jesus said, the Father and I are one. He wants us to be one. He said when a man leaves his mother and father, he joins one with his wife. God wants to be one with us.
Yes.
God. How did Jesus and the Father become one? Because they had straight connection. That's how God was able to have connection with him.
Yes.
Oh, Rabosha, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Heaven and earth may pass away, but God's word will remain forever. I'm talking about our ancestors went off this word. I'm talking about 2,000 years ago they went off this word. 500 years ago, 20 years ago, they went off this word. This word's been the same for time, generation to generation. It's going to stay the same because God's word is the same. And that same word that worked for them will work for us now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
He's calling us. He's calling for some Deborahs. He's calling for some Elijahs to pray until they see rain. Pray. Pray. Pray as a kid. Jeremiah said, where the wailing women at? Where the cunning women on the wall? That's what the Lord wants you to wail on heaven. Cry out. That's what he told Isaiah. Cry out. He wants to cry out. Cry out. Sometimes we forget about crying out. We want to give God just a little bit of our time. But God sometimes wants to be still and know that he's God and begin to speak in our spirit and let our spirit make intercession for some morning glories and words cannot be uttered. God sometimes wants us just to sit there and lay. Sometimes God don't want us to speak. Sometimes he just wants us to lay and just listen. Sometimes you just got to listen. You got to be slow to speak and quick to listen.
Yeah.
That's what God wants us to do, to just listen to him. And when we just listen to God, we cannot go wrong. And that's how we become queens with riches, sitting in heavenly places. I had did a conference last month. It was called Kings with Kings, Kids Attain Wealth. And I was talking about the Apostle Dorcas in the book of Acts 9 and how she was the first philanthropist and how she was just doing so great things of God. And even when she died, I got a great revelation out there. She knew she could not die. She had to live and declare the works of the Lord. And that's when Peter called her by name, she instantly woke up and said, hold up, that's God's voice talking to him. I got to get up because I got some things I got to do.
Still, hallelujah.
He said, Tabitha, arise. And she instantly rose up because she knew that God was not done with her yet. She knew that she had purpose and promise and promises over her life. And she knew she could not die. Just like in Mark 5, Jairus' daughter, when she died, the Lord came and said, Talitha Kuha, little girl, get up. Damsel, get up. Arise. There's too much water over your life. And that 20-year-old little girl got up because she knew she couldn't die. She knew that there was something greater in store for her. Let's talk about Lazarus. Lazarus was in the tomb for 4 days, and even though he was in there, and Mary and Martha didn't believe, Jesus said, if you believe, you'll see God's glory in it. He said, roll away the stone. Lazarus, come forth. And then Lazarus heard his voice. He knew he couldn't die. He knew he had to live because he knew his word spoke of his life, and he knew he had to come forth, and everything connected, and everything came to pass. Okay, let's talk about Ezekiel 37 in the valley of dry bones. Even though them dry bones been there for a long time, they knew they could not die. They knew they had to rattle and shake and rise up and become warriors because they knew they had to be warriors in the kingdom of God. That's how God wants us to be now. We have to know that we can't die in this season. We got to know that we got to live, and we got to prophesy to the east wind, the west wind, the north wind, the south wind. We got to tell God to blow his life of breath inside of us so we can be warriors for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you for business on the airwaves, God. Thank you for business on the phone, God. Thank you for being there for us, God. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Jesus. Lives are being changed. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you.
Everybody has heard the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Has really heard the voice of the Lord.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And repentance is at hand. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
God in his atmosphere. Glory to God. Evangelist Wiley, when you were speaking on that, God showed me when Jesus went to the cross.
Come on, oh Jesus.
Over in Matthew, when they talked about how he went to the cross, and when he was good, when he was giving up the Holy Ghost, how the saints that those before him rose from the dead. It said that the grave. Oh Lord, what are you trying to tell me right now, Father God? Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, glory to God. He said that he has declared that those of us who have picked up our cross and have followed him, because he said in these days we're going to do greater works than he. That was an example of things that we have never seen before. See, we've seen people sometimes go flatline. A little machine and they pump your heart and you come back. But we have never seen when a person has themselves in between life and death and they die. And in the point of them coming back, the ones that are around them are raised from the dead. And then multitude, those saints that were before him, before them. What he's saying to me, and I hope, I pray, Lord, that you're giving me this correctly, that those of us, the remnant of God, because he's saying that we're in the times where the remnant of God are being called. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people who have maybe gone on before us, or they preached, and sometimes they get tired, and so they sit down. Or other people who are running away, and they lost a spark, and they're no longer there. They're men and women of God, people who have been hurt, or whatever the case is, but they're not in church right now. But through your life, Evangelist Wiley, as you are giving up the way you are now to go to that different level, so many of these other people, God is using you to resurrect the lives of the saints that were before you. That cross, know what you're standing for. And through you, they see the hope of glory. See, God says it's that the God in us. Jesus, glory to God. Glory to God. It's about to be a shift in the church as we know it.
My God.
Oh, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, Lord God, just let the words in my mouth be led by the Holy Ghost, Lord God. It's a shift that's going on in the body. See, a lot of us are talking about this shift, or like it's like an undercurrent in an ocean, like a riptide. And a lot of us, it's like he says in the end times, people will be looking for signs and wonders, and it's like they're going to have minds that are like drunken in these times. Things are going to be going on, and they see it, but they can't acknowledge it. You have a lot of people right now who are reading the word and not coming into the understanding of it ever. You have a whole bunch of ungodly people right now sitting in the pulpit, because we can't forget that Satan was there first. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that are going on, but God said that he's shifting the church,
yes,
because he's ready to come back, and he's coming back for a church without spot nor blemish.
Come on, Lord.
And those that wear their white robes, that's been through great trials, those are the ones that are that is being put on the cross right now. And Evangelist Wiley, I don't know your life, but I saw you when I was speaking to you earlier. God showed me the revelation of you. Like you said, I didn't know anything about a book that you were writing or anything like that. And he showed me this. And as you were talking, he showed me you being in a position to where a lot of people around you, and even now, are still waiting. They see you, they hear you, they even have a belief in you, but they're just waiting. Those people that have gone on before you, that you crossed paths with, that may have given you a word of encouragement or whatever, and now they're discouraged. And you're like, what happened to this powerful person of God or whatever? It's been so many of them. Somebody that you could have been went on the subway, or somebody you could have been wherever you were at. God is using you and putting you in a position to where it's going to shift. And the souls of those that were dead in here in the earth realm, spiritually dead, he's going to use you and some other women like you to resurrect them.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, and he could have that the enemy tried to keep them from.
Yes.
If you will see, the enemy thinks he's been fighting us tooth and nail, the ones that are true.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of false prophets and deceivers up in the pulpit now.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's about to do a whole shift to where those he called are going to go back, because God says we can't forget that he was one of the things that he was a prophet.
Mm. Yes, God.
We reject the prophet now, and in rejecting the prophet, we reject him.
Yes, God.
And there's been a whole lot of things going on, and we wonder why the body of Christ is out of order, because don't nobody want to receive correction from nobody else. We all believe that if God gives us correction, he's going to just talk to us. He's going to come off of his throne in heaven and sit in a room with us and tell us every time we out of order.
Oh, my God. Everybody, I'm so sorry to cut it off. We got 60 seconds left. Oh, my
Jesus.
God, Jesus, my God. Oh, Lord. Oh, God, I wish this could go longer. Oh, God, the people need to hear this.
My God.
I just heard the machine say 60 seconds. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just want to let y'all know that today we had 8,121 listeners on today. So 8,000 people have got this message on today.
Jesus.
And there was someone else that called in. It's 818-812-0567. I still don't know who you are. Could you just announce who you are before we get off the air? Hello? We got 10 seconds left, everyone. Everyone, I just want you to know that I hope you listen to the powerful women of God on this show. And I am Evangelist Tashana Wiley. Oh, God, I know I'm still free in my spirit. Oh, Lord. I am Royalty's show. We will be back next week until you tune in at the same time at 6 p.m. I love you. Know that God loves you, too. And you are queen with riches, sitting in heavenly place and walking in your destiny. Everyone, have a blessed day until we meet again. And know that these powerful women of God have spoken the word of God in your life. Receive it, obtain it, and receive the blessings from God. Hallelujah. Until next week. Bye, everyone. Agape!
Oh, sweet agape. Hello?
Hello, we still on there, but we off the air, though.
Wow.
Anyone still on
there?
Yes. Hello? Yeah, we off the air, but we still could be on here. I just thank God, oh, God, for everybody. Oh, Jesus. For everybody who is on the phone lines, I want everybody at least to introduce themselves to each other before, you know, I hang up, because they let us be on here. They let me know 10 minutes after the show is over, and then it automatically hang up. So I want everybody to introduce themselves from Evangelist Sissy Scott to Evangelist Jean, and then everybody else after that. Evangelist Sissy Scott? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Everybody on there?
Yeah. This Rochelle.
Gene. I think everybody hung up. I think everybody hung up because I don't see anybody. Hold on. Mika.
Hello.
Yeah, everybody hung up. I'm going to call all y'all back.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.